Yo, what's up, everyone? It's Tongue. And if you like what we're doing here, please help us out and share the show. And without further ado, here's the episode.
You guys good?
I didn't know if we were recording or not.
We're recording, but we're just fucking around.
I didn't
around
even
right
know
now
what you were saying, dude. I was just fucking going with it.
He was like, yeah.
Uh-huh. So wait, if I talk like this, can you guys hear?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to just have this
follow. Sure,
you can't hear me like
hold
this?
Hold on. Dude,
what about like this?
There you go.
Yeah, oh, so yeah, I have to keep it like this.
Wow.
I might just hold it in my hand.
Might as well just like lip
oh,
it.
Oh, so these things.
You know, you could
so
do ASMR. I think you can, for real.
It's like a big black dick.
There's a pandemic, bro. Stop lipping the
I
mic.
Think you can do that. Wait, hold on. Yeah. No, I'll hold it like this.
So these things move. So you can, like, if you want to look at
me,
if I
want to
like
look. Well, yeah. I'll probably just lean forward.
Or just look me in the eyes, dog. Hey,
or
you look so
this,
cute, baby.
This is so much better.
The new thing, you bite the upper lip. See what I'm saying?
Like a retarded horse, bro?
Yes, literally, basically. All right, let's get
you
in.
You got anything you want to add, Matt?
Jesus Christ.
Slap you with it.
Oh, my God.
Well, welcome back to the Bold Notions. I'm your host, Tongue. I'm already out here fucking goofing off
just,
and shit.
Do I introduce or you introduce?
I'll introduce.
You introduce and then
so, this week we got Matt back, finally.
What's
this
up?
This motherfucker's been on a hiatus for however long. We got two back with us.
Yo, yo.
And our new guest, Ahmed.
Yo.
Joaquin. First name, last name, just Ahmed.
Well, everyone's starting to call me Habib now.
Habibi.
Yeah, they like the Habibi. Hamoudi, too. Looks nice.
Hey, bro. Fuck it. It's Habibi.
Habibi, let's do it.
Fuck, guys. Quick housekeeping. I'm starting to put some of the episodes on YouTube right now. We don't actually have video yet because your boys...
Dog, you're about to get flagged. For real, I'm just saying.
None of that shit's getting monetized. I said like 18 times in the first three episodes,
yeah,
dog.
That's, no, that's more pretty dangerous. That's wild.
Yeah, dude. Those are already flagged. But yeah, just check it out. The Bold Notions. Eventually, I'm going to get like a camera and everything set up and we can actually record our video and all that shit and learn how to edit video, because that shit seems complicated as fuck. But yeah, that was a quick housekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a before we start, right? So I got this Apple Watch about two weeks ago, and you know, I was just learning how to use it and all that. And I woke up at 5 a.m. getting ready for work, and I was just scrolling through, and me too, Matt and Jeremy, we shared like the activities, right?
Oh, you guys could do that?
Yeah,
that's
yeah
a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if we share that, and you know, I'm scrolling through and I see Matt hasn't burned any calories yet, Jeremy hasn't, I haven't, but two at 130 calories in the morning, right?
And I go, beat my dick,
I go, this man really kept his watch on, beating the fuck
that's
out rough, that schmeat right
that's
above
rough
my roof.
Are you a lefty or a righty?
I'm a righty.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was counting steps.
I have it on my right. For real, man.
This motherfucker ran a mile at 4 a.m.
130 calories?
How many calories I can burn, dude.
Honestly, that's a lot.
Nah.
Yeah,
but
you were
yeah
fucking
yeah
sweating, huh?
Yeah.
Broke a few. Bro, sweat. Yo, that sweat mark still on his bed, bro. Yeah,
no shit. Seeping into the bed.
Yeah. You go in there, you see how this motherfucker sleep in the fetal position and all that shit.
That's
oh
crazy.
Fuck. But no, his ass was actually at the gym.
No, I was beating my dick.
Probably.
I'm really curious. Were you actually doing that? Were you at the gym?
Yeah, I was at the gym beating my dick.
I like that.
At the
I like
gym.
A little bit of both.
In the
little
sauna.
Bit of both. Little
with,
bit of both.
With John?
In the sauna.
With John, dude?
I don't think that's any
John
business. Dude.
John who?
Mulligan.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a part.
Oh no, not that John.
About that other John.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of.
We don't speak.
Up,
we don't speak of that John no more.
Yeah. No. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
But we need to get John Mulligan on this the podcast one day.
I talked to him today, and he said, "I'll see what I can do."
Yeah, and this motherfucker, he's like, "I got another question for your podcast." I was like, "All right, I'll read it out when your ass finally decides to get on the podcast." You son of a bitch. This motherfucker. White as shit, right? Lives in Michigan.
Corn fed. Really? Wow.
His southern. This motherfucker got that southern
that's
fucking
crazy
accent.
He got that sweet Tennessee accent.
Yeah. Was he born in Michigan?
Yeah.
I don't
so
get
weird
it, bro.
Dude, he was born in Canton.
I don't.
Wow. Wow.
He was born in Canton.
That's crazy. And he didn't grow up anywhere else. He was
no,
just here.
Dude, just here. Even that's his crazy brother doesn't know how he developed.
What about his
accent
parents?
Yeah, dude, yeah, all of his brothers don't have this accent.
Really?
Where the fuck did he get it from?
TV.
Country music?
Yeah, for real. Probably country music.
Yeah, he probably sucked off a country dude. Well, yeah, well, that's what happened. Yeah. That's how we get our accents, right? You accidentally suck someone off and it changes your accent.
That's crazy.
I'd have you know I haven't sucked anybody
yeah,
off.
No, I'm pretty clean. Yeah, I'm pretty clean with that one, too. Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty good.
Don't yeah, yeah, I'm clean, too, guys. Yeah, I'm clean, too.
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Oh, man. Well, that's a good thing to jump into. Lil Nas, then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Twerking all the way down to hell.
Bro,
No, he came down to hell on the stripper pole.
Oh,
bro,
yeah, he did.
Fucking rolled down
I'm going to tell you something. I watched that video.
Yeah.
It did make me a little uncomfortable, but he went to town on Satan.
Hey, yo.
That's what I said, too. I'm like, the video's a little weird.
He
like,
threw it down.
I'm going to say it right now.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. The song is fire. I'm not going to lie to you. The song is pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it.
I was going to say, right now, video and the song, fire as fuck.
Yeah.
But also gay as shit.
Well, yeah, it is. I think it was more of a stab towards like the churches.
Oh, yeah.
It's more religion than anything else. You know what I mean?
My thing is, why are Christians and Catholics and everyone mad about this whole video? He like, they always say gay people are going to go to hell, right?
Yeah.
So Lil Nas goes down to hell. And what did he do?
Starts going to town on Satan's dick.
He proves that Satan's gay, which, yeah, you know, makes sense. And then he kills him at the
end.
He literally killed the enemy of the church. Why is everyone mad?
See, bro? I don't think I got that far. I think I got to the twerking, and then I kind of stopped.
You got uncomfortable?
Yeah.
A little bit. Satan's
I
not
felt
gay,
like I
bro.
Understood, because I was on TikTok, and everyone was like, you know, the tell me what you want, you know that?
Yeah.
And it's like flying past their ears is that little trend, and I did not get it. Watched that video and saw him go right down that stripper pole. Made sense. And then I was like, you know what, that's enough. I think I'm good.
I get the gist of it.
And honestly, I don't even, that's fine, you know, whatever, power to the people, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's the shoe thing that kind of caught me off guard.
Oh, the shoes with the human blood in
yes,
it?
Yes, the blood, that was crazy. And it's not even, whatever, you know, do your thing, I guess.
But and make like, your money.
But what got me is that, like, he took Nike's shoe.
Yeah.
And got sued.
And he's, I don't even think he's getting sued. It's the company, company that he's dealing with. Mm. That's who they're going after. That's what was crazy as hell, man. That shit was wild.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm just saying, I don't give a shit about blood and shoes. Those shoes just look ugly as fuck.
Yeah.
Just
no,
ugly
the blood is
shoes.
Weird, bro. I don't. That's human blood, and that's weird. That's weird. But it is a collector's item, I guess. Hey, I don't think people would be wearing it.
If it had to be any other blood.
I just got to check out the video. I just got to get up.
Not on the podcast, fool.
I mean, there's no music playing.
All right. I'm just watching. All right. So this guy's just going to sit there and watch it. We're going to switch topics after he finished listening.
He's not even doing it.
So.
No, yeah. It's weird. It's weird.
What? Oh, shit. That's fucking gay.
I'm pretty sure that the company that made those shoes had to buy back all the shoes, I think, too.
Yeah, they're people, right? I don't think so. No.
Yeah, I think they settled and they had to buy back the shoes from people.
Really?
Like if they wanted a refund.
Really?
I mean, they had to refund everybody because they sold out.
Well,
they didn't make them all.
It's a collector's item though, so like you could, bro, you could
now.
Sell them.
Yeah, motherfuckers
big
flip
time,
that shit.
Man.
But the
you
people that
them.
Were waiting for their shoes won't get them.
Oh yeah, they're fucked.
Are they getting their money back?
Yeah, okay. They have to.
Yeah, better, dude. That'd be fucked.
That's
I want
what
my.
Nike
I want however much.
Yeah.
How much?
Oh, Nike isn't suing for anything though.
No, they just wanted them to stop.
That's
making
good.
Them.
Yeah, that's cool.
How much is he selling them for? Or was selling them for?
$1,000, I think.
God,
I know. I don't think he is. The people that bought them are reselling them for that much. Because that's what happens with other shoes, too.
No, it's pretty high.
I think
there,
it's $299 or something like that. Like, it's like $300.
Okay, so
it
nothing
was something
too bad.
Like that. Yeah.
Well, there's two different editions. There's the regular shoe, though, which might have been $300, but then there's a $1,000 shoe that comes in like a hard briefcase.
Oh, the first layer of hell and then the ninth layer of hell edition. Yeah, I get it.
That one comes in like a metal case. And
yeah, that's scary, man. I that shit freaks me out. Pretty creepy.
One thing I wanted to say about the song, like, I think you guys already know this. I'm very, like, imaginative, or my imagination runs wild. Mm-hmm. So Matt was telling me, like, there was this line in the song that, like, fucked him up, right? And the line goes, I want to shoot a child in your mouth while I'm riding, right?
There's no way.
Dude, there, and so, and so
no
when
way.
When I heard no. when I heard Matt say that, I was like,
wow.
What does that even mean, right? And so I start
I could tell you
dwelling.
What that fucking means, bro.
So I start dwelling on it, and I was like, yo, that's kind of
that's
wild
that's
for
a little,
song, bro.
Yeah, that's kind of rapey. That's okay, what is it? What is it? I want to shoot a child in your mouth and what?
While I'm riding.
So he's on top, jerking that thang. And blast this dude right in the fucking mouth. Yeah,
wow.
Dude. I was like, I'm still bumped the song, but
That's freaky.
Yeah.
He's a freak of nature.
Good for Lil Nas, bro. It's crazy how he went from.
Yeah,
hold on. You would bump that song, but you won't bump Cupcake.
What's
Cupcake's a little too wild.
What's Cupcake?
For me.
Oh my god!
What's deep throat song?
Oh, that one. Oh yeah, I know that one.
That one's wild, bro.
Yeah, that one is pretty wild. That one's crazy.
I was in his car. We were driving to Matt's like last summer or some shit, and the traffic, it was stop and go. Right, so this motherfucker winds down all the windows, turns up the volume maxed out. Right, and he looks at me. I got a song for you.
Oh my!
Fucking this bitch goes in talking about she's trying to
lick that tip. Is it that one? Should I continue the lyrics? Because I think I know the next part.
Yeah.
Let me suck that dick.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
That one. Yeah. Deep Throat by Cupcake. Fucking wild. I was not ready for that shit.
That one's weird.
Hey, why are we mad about Lil Nas when that song is going rampant, bro?
Well, I think that one was more for like...
Because that one's not gay.
It's more for like the feminine base, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
Lil for Nas, two, yeah.
He did that for... He's trying to attack a lot, you know what I mean? He's going after a lot of people, you know what I mean? Even on TikTok, he's getting attacked a lot on TikTok. Like, he has a big fan base, but there's a lot of... I mean, like, most of his videos are like... Haters, I hate you, and oh my god, they're making fun of me. Wow, what am I supposed to do? You know, stuff like that. So
I love that Twitter comment. I don't know if it was real. If Lil Nas going like, the next person attacks me, I'll kiss your dad.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Like no, I'll kiss you on your lips, and then he's at
someone, fuck your dad or something like that.
So that one was what's her name? Tommy Lauren? No, not Tommy Lauren. The girl that shit her pants, the one that brought the gun to
who's
that?
I'm trying to remember her name. That she brought the gun onto like the university and like took her graduation photos. What? Caitlin Bennett.
I have no
idea. She's like this right wing, like very gun toting motherfucker, right? So she goes, when the song drops, she's like, thank God I'm blocked by Lil Nas for situations like this, talking about the song, right? Mm. And he goes, I can still see your tweet, bitch. And
my God.
And so she claps back with, do you still see your dad, right?
Oh,
black. So I was like, yo, that's a little fucking racist. Yeah, and he goes, yeah, I do. And I might fuck your dad later.
Oh, my God. He has good rebuttals, I guess.
And this bitch, the worst part is this bitch like, oh, my God, did you guys see what he said? He's going to rape my dad. And I was like, this bitch, bro, she's reaching
playing the
so
victim after all that. Yeah.
She's crazy. Fucking reaching so much. Dude, Lil Nas, he is a fucking troll. And it's
That's what works, though. Like, same thing with like 6ix9ine. He's a troll and people are in love with him. And their little, you know, their little beef that they had. Do you guys know about that?
No,
Lil Nas and 6ix9ine.
They had beef.
No, wow. Lil Nas was telling people on Twitter or something like that. He was like, 6ix9ine is sliding into my DMs, and 6ix9ine, like, you know, however 6ix9ine reacts, started. I don't fuck with him. Whatever. Blah blah blah.
Hey, bro, with that rainbow hair, I'm just saying.
True. He showed like the DMs. Mm. Lil Nas X was showing DMs. He was like, yo, I'm in Chicago or wherever they're at. He was like, oh, let me pull up or something like that.
Let me slide down that stripper pole.
And it was 6ix9ine like saying that. You know what I mean?
That's fucking wild. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
God. Any more? We still on the topic. 6ix9ine. Are we still on top?
Oh jeez!
Why you just slap that man, bro? We're on an audio podcast. Just,
you don't even got to do that. Pull his hat off. That's all you have to do.
Show. Yeah, take a picture of his fucking
motherfucker looking like a Jeff Dunham Muppet.
Oh my god! All right,
carrying on.
Yeah. No, I think I'm good with Lil Nas X. All
right. Fuck. Let me check the notes because I completely forgot.
Have you guys talked about Logan Paul? Or Logan not Paul. Jake Paul. Who's the younger fucker? I don't know.
I think it's Jake. Jake, he's the one that's
the
fighting
one
Ben
fighting
Askren.
The UFC guy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did that happen yet?
No.
Ben Askren? Is that,
next that's weekend, I think.
Ben Askren, yeah?
Yeah.
Ben, okay. So, like, this is my thing with this.
Yeah.
I don't like Ben Askren.
Really?
He is I mean, he's not good.
He's not good?
He has... Do you guys watch MMA?
No.
I watched,
okay, so Jorge Masvidal fought Ben Askren, I think it was like 2 years ago or something like that, and the fastest knockout recorded in any fight history. They said it was 5 seconds, but before the timer goes on for an extra second before it actually starts, but they're already fighting. It was 4 seconds. Wow, too. Wow. It's kind of hot. So he knocked him out within 4 seconds, and the guy just disappeared. And he wasn't that good to begin with.
Well,
Jake
Paul was talking shit. Now that you say that, now that makes sense. Because I was watching their pre-fight thing or whatever. The what do you call those? Where Conor McGregor's talking shit all the time. What do you call conferences?
Yeah.
He was like, Jake Paul's like, how does it feel to have the world record
being knocked out?
Yeah. Oh, it happens.
He slept Ben Askren, man. He came in with a flying knee and put that guy right out.
Yeah, dude. That was,
one hit.
I remember that fight.
He's charging at him. It's crazy.
I hate that Jake Paul's trying to be like Conor McGregor. He's trying so hard.
That's how people make their money. It's just start shit talking.
But he's not good at it.
Conor sued Jake Paul?
Conor suing Jake? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Because of he all called, the, no, the so, harassment he was doing towards his
he
wife.
He was fucking with his wife, which is a big no-no.
He called his wife ugly or something.
I think
something.
That was just on social media. I don't think that actually
It was on social. So, Conor should just beat his ass in the streets for that one, dog. I'm serious.
But then it's just going to give Jake Paul what he wants. You know what I mean?
Hey, still, beat his ass. Let him get his club, but whatever.
I'd kick his ass, man. But I don't like that fighting organization, man. Dazen and stuff like that. They're very like WWE-esque. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're turning it into a show, and that's like what they're doing. It's not cool.
Well, the conference that they had, I'm like, this is so cringy.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my God. What happened at the conference? It's so nasty.
What's his name? Ben Askren wouldn't really say much, and Jake Paul's like, "Fuck you, pussy." Just call him pussy, bitch.
In his face.
Anything, just to his face. And I'm like, "This isn't funny." Yeah. There was like no crowd. It was just them two.
Yeah, yeah. And they had their. Have you ever seen the video? They had their little standoff.
Yeah, and
Jake's talking shit, and Ben Askren just goes and like mollywops him in the face. You know what I mean?
And slaps him.
All it is, Jake Paul pushes him. He's like, "I'll kick your ass, pussy." You know what I mean? Like, that was it. He was like, "You wish, kid." You know, it was like so stupid, man. I don't know about that.
That's fucking great, man. I can't wait to see his ass. The only thing is that
I honestly,
who do you got on that fight?
I honestly don't think Ben Ash, he is a professional fighter, but I don't think he can do it.
It's boxing, though. It's like,
he's an MMA fighter. I think he's more of a wrestler than anything else.
Yeah, but you don't wrestle in boxing. It's like most of the MMA fights, like, their skills doesn't translate to boxing unless you're like really good at striking.
Yeah, but this
is
Jake Paul's first professional fight.
Yeah.
I mean,
that last shit was.
Yeah, they're all considered exhibition matches.
Yeah, that was shit was
not
a fight. You fought an NBA player.
Yeah, when he smoked.
Yeah,
Robinson.
You know that was.
Dude, that was embarrassing.
That really was. That's why I don't like that, man. It's like they get two 50-year-old men fighting. They're already out of breath 30 seconds into the first round, and now they got this going on. I don't know. I think Jake got it, though.
You think so?
I think so. He's young. He's young. He has the energy for it and stuff like that. We'll
see. Askren is like, what, 30 something, right?
Yeah, I think he's like upper
30s.
He sucks. I don't like him, honestly. And MMA, I've watched him for a while.
I just love that he came to the conference wearing flip flops.
Oh, yeah. Jeans.
He was wearing sandals. Bro, jeans and flip flops.
Boot cut jeans, some flip flops.
Why are you attacking me right now, bro?
Let me see. You got the flip flops on?
Talking to Mike, pussy.
But you're not a professional fighter.
No, not like that. I'm talking like the ones that go in between your toes. Yes, the thong ones. Oh, with some bootcut jeans, like you could only see his toes and a loose ass like t-shirt. You know what I mean?
Your levels are fucking through the roof, baby.
He was crossing his legs.
Closer. So
what about right there?
Yeah, right there. Perfect.
This is perfect?
Perfect.
No, come a little closer.
Remember, you can break.
No, I'm gonna start yelling.
I'm looking at the fucking levels.
Start yelling.
I gotta.
You like that? No, I can't. I don't know.
All right, back it up just a little bit. All
right, right there.
See, Matt, this is what I was talking about. When you said our homeboy was staying at your house, and I was like, "Oh, bro, he's going to fuck his girl all over your place." And he's like, "No, they're just talking." I was like, "Yeah, they're pillow talking after they fuck on your bed."
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
On the bed, on the dog, on the dog's
on
bed.
Top of the
on
dog's
the dog?
Bed.
What is going on? Am I missing something?
It was when Matt went on vacation, one of our boys was dog sitting for him,
okay.
Right?
Yeah. And he has a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I was like, yeah, they're smashing everywhere in Matt's house.
You gotta
bro.
Get that UV light.
Yeah.
Catch him slipping. Hey, you'll catch him slipping, I'm telling you.
I'm gonna find my own though. Shit, is that mine?
Y'all motherfuckers just dropping shit, bro.
I don't know. I saw him drinking this. It looks good.
It's very good.
All right.
Try that shit.
You guys
it took me like 10 minutes to order that. I'm just saying. There was a language barrier.
Oh, yeah.
He was looking at me. He's like, what? I'm like, 2-Split does some fucking caramel. I don't know what else. And he's like, what? I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, for everyone that's wondering, they're just passing around their coffee.
Yeah, no, it was good. It's good.
Yeah. You guys want to talk about Phoenix Jones real quick?
Yeah.
See, I don't know who that is. See, I got a little understanding of who
I think Matt just found out about this guy.
Just imagine Black Batman.
Wow. Yeah.
That's what he is.
So
in
Phoenix,
spandex and all?
Yeah.
Dude, that's so crazy. Phoenix Jones, he lived in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And for like 10 plus years or whatever the fuck. This man, so he was a rookie fighter.
MMA, actually.
Yeah, MMA. Really? Yeah. So
he was, I think he was undefeated, actually.
Yeah, he went 11. He was 11 and 0. Okay. Right. Okay. So he was like, one day he was, I forgot what it was. He walked outside and he see on his car was broken into. So he sees a ski mask on it. And just like Batman, this is his origin story.
Oh my
story.
God, he donned the cape.
Bro, he donned the fucking the cowl, bro.
What a story. Yeah.
So this motherfucker, he was on top of a roof one night with the mask on. And he saw this one dude mugging a girl, right?
Wow.
And so he's like, all right, bet. I'm about to stop goosebumps. This shit. Bro, he's like, I'm about to stop this shit.
It took him too long. Oh. To get down the fire escape, so the guy got away.
No, damn it, son of a bitch. That's so annoying.
The girl was like, "What are you doing, you fucking idiot? The guy's already gone."
So he just had a ski mask on? Yeah. I would shit my pants. I just got mugged, and now someone with a ski mask is running up on me, out of breath. Oh my god, that would be bad. And for real spandex or just like
not yet. Okay. He bought a $10,000 bulletproof suit.
Wow.
Yeah. Mask, everything.
Wow.
He had the full getup.
Oh, the mask?
Dude, yeah,
he got rid of it.
Let me pull up a picture for you, all right?
Yeah, pull up a picture of Phoenix Jones.
That's so crazy.
See, what I heard about him, like
Phoenix
sounds
Jones.
Sounds like an asshole, dude. Going around pepper spraying people.
Well, hang on. Hold on. This gets better. Like, shit, towards the end, it gets
sounds
even
like a hero
better.
To me, man.
So
he's going to get shot up.
Oh, no. Well, he got arrested.
He got stabbed. Yeah. He got stabbed. If you
doing
that.
The crime fighting?
Yeah.
Oh, bro, man.
This is him
people
right
were
here.
Beating the shit
that's
out of
him. That's his outfit.
Yeah,
he looks like Spawn. You know who Spawn is?
Yeah.
He looks like fucking Spawn.
Dude, your car's not on my coffee.
There we go. It's already started.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Phoenix Jones.
Wow, that's badass. I'm not going to lie to you.
So anyway. So, yeah, he would run around the street. So his first arrest, like, after he got stabbed, he got some pepper spray and decided to pepper spray somebody.
Did he get stabbed
somebody.
With the bulletproof vest? I don't think it's a good vest.
Right. Well,
I don't think
bullets.
That's a good vest, man. No, I don't know.
Bullets
are a lot faster.
Whatever. It ain't going to phase him, but a knife.
Well, so he comes back with the pepper spray, gets arrested for pepper spraying somebody because he thought they were doing something illegal, but they really weren't doing anything.
They were walking out the bar just drunk.
Yeah.
Vigilante work is pretty hard. Pretty hard.
Sounds like a dumbass.
The thing that's crazy to me, right, because he was doing this for however many years, he inspired others in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
This motherfucker.
I like that.
They created... The Justice League, basically. Yeah.
Like the team, like the Super Fortress and everything?
Yeah. Wow. His wife was a superhero with him.
Yeah, Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
What?
Phoenix? Yeah.
What's his hero? Does he have a hero name?
Phoenix Jones. Phoenix Jones.
Oh, is that not actually his real name?
His real name, something Foldo. Something Foldo. Like that. Yeah. Foldo. I don't fucking know. But
So in Seattle, they have this crazy law called mutual combat. So if
you get hit, you hit back.
No. If there is a law enforcement officer present and you both agree to fight each other, you guys can actually fight
in
each other.
In Seattle?
In view of the
police.
Law.
So,
yeah.
So to initiate it, you ask for what was it
permission.
Called?
Yeah. A mutual combat. Yeah. It's like, I challenge you to mutual combat.
I challenge you to fisticuffs.
That's
like the old days. Yeah. That's so cool.
And to like actually be able to do it, you have to shake hands in front of the cop, and then shit's going down.
Is this
down.
Like one of those
and
odd
he
laws?
Whooped this guy's ass.
Oh, no. This worked?
Yeah. This is a thing in Seattle.
It's an actual law.
Because the guy was talking shit. He's like, I'll fuck you up. Yeah, he's like, I challenge you to mutual combat.
Yeah, he called him.
Phoenix Jones called him out.
They called the cop. Cop came over. There's a video of it.
This and is so crazy.
He whoops his
this
ass.
This was before he revealed him. Like, he had a whole Tony Stark moment where he reveals, like, I'm Phoenix Jones.
But oh, my God.
Yeah, so this was before that. Yeah. The guy didn't know. This guy was an 11-0 MMA fighter. So he's like, yeah, let's fucking fight. I'll whoop your ass. Like, in the
suit
and everything.
Oh, my God.
And you know what happened? This guy got his shit.
Phoenix Jones kicked his ass.
He fucked him up so bad.
That's so cool. I like that.
You want to know what's even funnier about all this? Towards the end, he got arrested. Guess for what for? What ended it all? He was dealing cocaine.
Yeah.
No.
He was a drug dealer.
It makes sense.
The whole time.
No. It really makes sense. It makes sense. It does. Hey. It really does.
Hey.
You'd either die a hero or live long enough
to be
the villain.
Yes, I like that. Yes, man. Good.
I can't believe this whole time he had a fucking drug operation going on with all the heroes.
Every superhero, they have fallouts, man.
Hey, dude.
It happens.
Hey,
you've seen it.
Crime fighting doesn't pay. So.
It honestly doesn't.
It happens
you
to
need
the best
that.
Of us.
For real. Not everybody could be Bruce Wayne.
He had to pay for that $10,000 suit. Yeah, that shit was on his credit card.
For real, man.
The funny thing is, so the other heroes in like the league, It was just this one guy.
Wow.
It was just this one guy with a hoodie and like a fucking diaper on his fucking face, bro.
On his face?
I think it was underwear. Like tidy whitey.
Yeah, oh, Captain like Underpants. Bringing him back. You guys remember him?
Yeah.
That was shit, man.
That was my man. But yeah.
That's so crazy.
Phoenix fucking Jones, bro. Bring him back.
Now he's in jail?
Free my man Phoenix.
Isn't it legal in Seattle to cocaine and all that?
I think to have it, but not to sell it.
Oregon, you could do any kind of drug.
That was the thing. They busted him on the intent to sell.
Yeah.
You can't sell.
They caught him with little baggies.
Yeah, man. In Oregon, you could do any kind of drug. In the suit.
Wow. He was probably in his utility belt.
Did he have little Jones batarangs? Like they were just J's and he was tossing them? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, he had fucking pepper spray.
Yeah, just pepper spray.
Just pepper spray. Hey, man, pepper spray will put you down.
It was like 2 million.
And then cocaine, yep, literally.
Yeah, it was like 2 million Scoville. Pepper spray. He was just going around macing motherfuckers.
I don't even know, but 2 million of anything sounds like a lot. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that could put you down.
I'm trying to remember the bears. Yeah,
son of a bitch.
Well, basically looked like this. It looked like a gun with a canister like this.
Yeah.
And he just go around spraying.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he was using bear mace on.
Have you guys ever used pepper spray?
Yeah,
I've used it, and it always like ends up hitting me in the face.
Well, yeah, because
so how does it not hit him?
All right, so at the time, this pepper was the world's second hottest pepper. It's called the Trinidad Scorpion.
I know what that is. Yeah.
So you remember our boy Zach?
Yeah.
Right. So we were at his house before, and this is only a million, half of what his fucking pepper spray is. Mm-hmm. Zach was like, "Yo, I just bought like a fucking like a."
Ounce, a jar?
Yeah, big jar of this pepper. And he's like, just try this, right?
Of the Trinidad?
Yeah.
That's nice.
So I took one whole pepper.
Zach.
Yeah. I was like, I ain't no pussy. I took one whole pepper, tossed it in my mouth.
You put it in your mouth?
Bro,
He was doing angels in the snow after.
Dude, I was.
Oh my God.
Shirtless.
For 30 minutes, in the middle of winter, I went outside in the snow, do snow angels, because my body was on fire.
That's so crazy.
It was horrible. Yeah, imagine getting double that. Sprayed in your fucking eyes, dude.
Yeah, bro. Oh my God. And it like, if it hits your skin, it'll literally burn your skin. Yeah. Yeah, it like seeps through. That's crazy.
You know what's funny though? So that same night, while I was burning up, right? Matt wasn't paying attention to his cup. So Zach take a flake of it, just a small flake, small baby flake. Rubbed it on the rim of that drink.
The revenge of the century.
Remember what we did to him?
Yeah.
With the cup?
Shit.
With the truth and dare and the getting naked.
It was the revenge.
He waited 15 years for this. He waited 15 years. He got you back.
I forgot about that. I didn't even put that together.
Were you there that day?
We put him through the ringer.
We made him eat socks.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It wasn't Zach that drank. No, it was fucking you.
I drank that fucking nasty ass concoction.
Yeah, it was him.
That was the son of a bitch. And it was you, motherfucker, that made the concoction.
Look, let me tell you something. It was me, Matt, and somebody else.
I think it might have been you. No. It was you, Matt. And I think Matt's girlfriend at the time.
It might have been Kayla.
We were living at Matt's parents' house. And you were like, you know what? You just got to drink this random concoction we make. And I was like, all
hey,
right.
You wanted
just
the
don't put spicy eggs things. In it?
No.
Dude,
forget the eggs. Bro, we put kielbasa. We put mustard. And I'm not sure and I don't remember it. And I'm sorry, but I'm pretty sure someone was grabbing hairs from down south. Unless I'm wrong.
I don't remember.
Sick son of a bitch.
Unless I'm wrong, but I'm pretty...
It's something you would do.
Bro, we were...
Sauerkraut
was in there. Man, it was nuts. And you know what was like so funny? He doesn't even drink it. And right away starts like gagging.
No. The thing was, you guys handed it to me. And again, I'm like...
It was gray and yellow and purple and blue.
It was so fucked.
It had like all the colors of the rainbow reversed.
For real, it was fucked up. You guys handed it to me. And I'm looking at it. I was like, all right, I'm no bitch. So what I do, one glug. And I was like,
yeah, you
already,
were in the bathroom.
I was already gagging. And I was like, let's try to get, second one, like the second glug hit, touched my lips. I fucking spat that shit out, went to the bathroom, threw up for like 5 minutes,
and
right?
What was so funny is that.
The cops came.
Hold on. Yeah. Before the cops, we had all the windows open, perfect summer night.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if I drink this, I'm going to have to get my stomach pumped. Screamed it outside. Okay? Cops come, go ahead. You can finish that story.
So I'm fucking throwing up. And after he say that, the windows open and everything, we're fucking. A girl was already naked because we were doing strip truth or dare.
We had the other one too, her friend.
Yeah. So they're naked and we're all underage at this time. So,
yeah, the oldest one was like 16, I think.
Yeah, we're all babies. We're all babies.
Were you there at
shit.
The time?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, yeah,
no.
You would have been in jail.
Yeah, he would have gone to prison, bro.
He would have been gone.
Like that shit you fucking record Miha doing?
Yeah.
What did we do?
Yeah. Well, let's go back.
I don't remember that. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, I do.
What are you talking about,
bro?
I did. Yeah, okay. So, just real quick, the cops came. We see the lights flashing from the living room, so we tell the girls, fucking go hide in Matt's room. Yeah. They're hiding in the closet, mm-hmm. and I'm fucking sitting there shirtless in my fucking shorts.
Yeah, Zach's, underwear,
Zach's in his underwear. Matt's fucking shirtless with his hairy ass back at 16.
Yeah, them boys were going.
Yeah, the cops go, so we got a noise complaint and something about you guys doing drugs?
No, doing so much drugs that you're going to
so much drugs that you're going to stomach pump.
And that was hilarious.
And I'm just, like, what?
Yeah. We all
we're
just
like, no, we're just playing Truth or Dare.
All just a bunch of naked people.
That was hilarious.
A bunch of naked high schoolers. Fucking wild. What happened with Michal? Michal is Matt's younger brother.
I can barely remember it, but I remember, I don't even think I had your brother's face in it, but I remember...
This
recording.
Sounds illegal.
He pissed me off. No.
Wait. What's the statute of limitation on pedophilia?
Well, what I had Michal say, I think to this day you would be in jail. And you would come out 50 years on the thing.
Yeah,
you would never get a job.
Fucking dick.
Yeah, for real. So,
you almost got me on the list, bro.
Yeah, two, something happened. He pissed me off. So I recorded his brother saying, two, don't touch me like that.
Oh, my God.
Yo, two, I can't believe you want to take my underwear. Something along those lines.
Yeah, dude, that fucked me up.
And I had that. I had that as ammo, I think, for like a year and a half.
Dog, you're a real piece of shit. You know that?
You know that phone? I don't remember. I don't even think you were there, bro. I think I was babysitting your brother.
You're a real piece of shit.
I'm pretty sure I was babysitting your brother, and I had him do that.
He said, come over, bring me a cigarette.
Hey, Mike, motherfucker.
He said, come over, bring me a cigarette. I was like, nah, not right now.
And no, then, it was something. It might have been something
else. And
then
it led to something else. And I was like, you're a real piece of shit. And then he was like, I'll show you a real piece of shit.
No. I had it like 2 months ago.
I had it.
That's fucked up.
Dude, it was so fucked up.
Yeah, I thought,
And he,
I had
Emily. Look, he would call me at night and play it for me.
You know what I remember? I'm sorry. We're going on like a thousand tangents. So if you want to finish those off, you let me know.
Because
I got another one where this guy comes into my house and starts taking pictures of me at 4 a.m.
All right. We'll do that last stage and then we'll move on to.
So my mom went overseas and my dad was up north and I needed to be up to wake up my brother and sister for school. So I gave two the key because he wakes up in the morning. And he's like, yeah, I got you. I'll wake you up and then you could do whatever. And I wake up at like 10 in the morning one day and I look at my phone and there's pictures of me sleeping at 5 in the morning. He goes.
Wait.
Yo, that's creepy as fuck.
He comes
too.
Into my house, goes upstairs to my room, snaps a couple of pictures, doesn't wake anyone up, and leaves my house.
No, I woke up your brother and sister for school.
I think that might have been, whatever. I appreciate you doing that. And then there's just pictures of me I wish the people could see this. I'm sleeping like this. Just like this.
I was like, been sleeping like Dracula.
Dude, I'm in the closet. I'm watching you.
I just remember the picture of me, man. That shit was scary.
I sent him pictures, and I was like, all right, it's time for me to go home. I got shit.
Wait. One more tangent. I know this motherfucker ain't talking about coming through a window.
All right, come on.
First of all,
I might have to get him back.
I woke up one morning. This guy comes in with Abe. Abe's fucking blood running down his face. He's like, Abe jumped the fence and fell. Remember when he got punched in the face?
Oh,
you
yes.
told me he jumped the fence. I'm like, what the fuck?
He's
like
bleeding.
They're climbing
that.
In through my window.
Yeah, it's me.
Abe's
gushing
blood.
That has happened so many times. It's like not even funny anymore.
Dude,
because I would have to wake him up, or I was there every day. You know what I mean? Like I was living there.
Yeah.
So doors are locked. His mom's at work. I'm trying to get this window open. Always sneak in. He's sleeping. You just see one eye open, and he's looking at me. So fed up with it, just falls right back asleep as I'm trying to get in this fucking window.
Yeah, but what day he came with Abe? Abe's bleeding. He's like, yeah, he tripped and fell.
Yeah,
that
was fucked up. Yeah,
that
was
shit rocked. I just remember that.
Yeah, that was fucked up, man.
All right, last tangent too.
See, I'm a dude. I don't know how he does it, but he gets into everybody's house.
Yeah, I did.
My house
I did.
At like 3 a.m. just to wake me up to show me a fucking thing.
Yeah, but I could always like walk. Your house is easy. Your fucking back door was always open.
Damn, bro. Well, we locked them now, so
it was unlocked.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a different world now, but back then, you guys could have got robbed any day of the week.
Yeah, true.
Any day of the week.
We
never
were
locked.
Such trusting people, dude.
For real? Yeah. Your grandpa did have that cane fucking sword thing.
Yeah, right?
That was Juan's pimp cane.
Yeah, my grandpa
could have fucking killed somebody. That shit from I wish somebody would have came and robbed the house.
Yeah, all right, let's move on to another topic.
Phoenix Jones, everybody.
Yeah, Phoenix Jones. You know, free my man Phoenix.
If he's in jail, I don't know what he's doing.
I have no idea anymore. Bad Baby. You guys heard about her whole shit with OnlyFans?
Catch me outside.
That's weird.
That is so wild.
It's creepy. Let's talk about it first and then we could go about it. So what's going on with
it? So this chick just turned 18, right? Mm-hmm. Like not even a month ago or shit.
Been a couple weeks.
Motherfuckers collectively gave this fresh
piece of meat. She's new to the market.
You know, them plus Steven all collectively. Oh my God. I don't know if Steven has. I don't even know if Steven has OnlyFans.
You
or whatever.
Know he has an OnlyFans.
He probably does. Jeez. But they collectively gave this little girl $1 million.
She's not little anymore.
It was over $1 million,
bro.
But what creeps me out is like I guarantee you most of her like fan base is like 30, 40 year old men.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
And they have just been waiting until she turned 18. She's been big for like 6, 7 years. So they've been watching her for a minute.
Bro, that's scary. Is she doing nude weird, or just like pictures?
I have we gotta no ask idea. Steven. Yeah, and you know what's crazy is that she like did a screenshot because you could like message them, but you got a tip to message and then pictures, all this. She made the most money. I think she made like 500,000, 600,000 and just messages.
Yeah.
And just messages alone.
Bro, she beat the record. So the previous record was Bella Thorne. $1 million within 24 hours.
Yeah.
This kid, this chick, I don't know if we call her kid anymore. This bitch.
She's a kid.
Can we call her a bitch? She's 18.
That's on you. Go ahead.
This bitch made $1 million within
it's crazy.
6 fucking hours, bro.
It's crazy.
And I'm out here working a 9-to-5.
Yeah, for real, man. Secure the bag. Yeah, man, you really got to secure the bag.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, no hate on her. Like, make your fucking money. Good for her, right?
Yeah.
It's just weird that she just turned 18.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yo, that shit been sitting there for like 2 weeks, bro.
Ginger beer is the move, man.
No, ginger beer tastes like shit.
Really? Dude, I don't know. I like it.
I got the regular one outside.
But should
crawl through that window.
Okay.
Like, should we be mad at these guys? I mean, they did wait.
they did wait.
No, man. You know they were.
Oh, they were. They
pickling
were
the Peter or whatever the fuck it is.
Choking the chicken.
Choking the chicken, rubbing the rocket from when she was 14, 15, whenever she started till now. But now they got the hardcore solid evidence for it. They're weird, and that's disgusting. You know what I mean? She could do her thing. She's 18, whatever, but it's the grown-ups.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I bet you 100% Chris D'Elia. I don't know if you heard about his whole situation.
Who that is. Who's that?
If Jeremy was here, he'd swing at you.
Yeah, Jeremy loves Chris D'Elia.
Who's that?
He's a comedian, right?
Yeah.
And last year he got in this whole controversy. Because he was messaging girls that were under 18, but he didn't know they were under 18 until they told him.
He didn't know.
Yeah,
that's cap.
Quotes.
That's cap.
So
100%.
One of the screenshots he showed, he's like, yo, you're looking all cute and all this and all that. And she's like, oh, I'm only 17. And then radio silent. A year later, hey, yo,
he waited. Yeah. No.
So can you really be mad? He waited. He waited.
It's weird, though.
It is weird.
You can't really, tell someone's intent, but like,
do you watch
from
Game
the
of
outside
Thrones?
In, shit's weird.
Yeah, shit's
do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah,
you
watch I didn't watch the second
when
two
you saw Arya Stark's butt, were you uncomfortable?
Oh, very.
Okay.
Very.
It's like the same thing. She's not attractive.
No, but
you know what?
One at a time.
She was a little girl in the beginning. She was like 10.
Yeah.
And then you see her ass.
No, you know that butt one? She was like 28. She's old.
She wasn't 28.
No, she's my age.
She might have been 10. So I don't know. She wasn't pleasing.
My thing that what made it weird for me, because I didn't watch Game of Thrones until the last season. So I watched her grow up within like the span of 3 weeks.
Oh,
and
then
I saw that and I was like, yo, this is fucking weird.
It's like the same thing. It's weird.
Yeah, it's very like weird.
It's weird.
It made everybody collectively uncomfortable.
No, two is now doing something.
two is
making polishing stroke signals.
He's polishing the fishing pole. Yeah.
No, it's that's very weird and it's disgusting.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Straight up.
So my question is, would you guys let your children make an OnlyFans?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Okay, so like,
they're 18.
To please the audience.
Oh, wait. They're an adult?
No shit, they're an adult.
Do they live under my roof?
Yes.
Okay, look, I'm going to say, I'm going to say something. Like, Arab families, even when you're 18, you're still part of the family up until you're like 30. So your parents are still babying you until you're 30.
Except if you're Mia Khalifa.
Well, yeah.
Then you're banned from your home country.
There are a lot of people after her. But like, to please the audience, sure, I guess, but my daughter or my son posting pussy and dick pics
under my roof.
Not under my roof. You can't really stop them
if they leave.
If they're living on their own, what are you gonna do?
Right. But I'm saying.
But
if they're under my roof, they're paying the bills. That's all I'm saying. If you make the money, you can pay the bills.
You know what? Honestly, yeah, shit.
Yeah.
They pay my bills too, man. Fuck it.
That's my bathroom you're taking a picture in? Fuck yeah.
You better scrub that
tub. Use them for it. That's
I bought you that mirror. I want 10%.
No, it would make me uncomfortable. I tell them that I don't like it, but you can't. You can't force them. They're going to rebel. If they want to do it, they're going to do
like
it.
Like I said about the whole bad baby situation, make your bag. Get that bag, right? But if it's under my roof, that's our OnlyFans, bro. I get 75% of the nuts. Cut. I get 75% of the cut.
I'm claiming you on the taxes.
I might even be your dependent.
I think her and her mom, they are not good. Like, they haven't been good for a long time.
Oh,
and she
not,
is
dude.
Regretting it because I'm pretty sure that little girl was making money before
bro,
the
Gucci
OnlyFans.
Bro, Gucci flip-flops?
Yeah.
Banger.
Yeah.
That was a banger.
I don't know about banger, but it blew up.
Yeah.
It blew up.
Hell yeah, bro.
That's cool.
What is up with that? And people making, everybody has a song. You showed me a song on the way home. Megnut.
Oh, Litty
Titty. Litty Titties.
Huh? Oh, is that titties. Long Neck?
No.
Who's Long Neck? Oh, no.
No, Long Neck?
No, yeah,
you gotta rub the neck, my boy.
Oh.
But like, everybody has a song. This shit's just getting out of hand.
Everybody gotta make their bag. Like, there's people that are comedians, but they also have podcasts and they acted. Like,
you gotta spread out. Yeah,
that song was pretty turned up, man.
What
Litty
song?
Titties?
Litty Titties.
Litty Titties.
Litty Titties.
Two sends it to me. He sends a Snapchat. He's like, yo, this is going to be the Bold Notions intro song, right? And I was like, all right, let me check this out. And then
it's not going to be the intro song?
No, it ain't be the intro song.
Hey, I'm going to show you the song afterwards.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
We're going to
vibe out?
Yeah.
I like that.
Take a cruise vibe.
I'm going to drink another sip of this, but it's very, very, very sweet. Like, it doesn't even feel like coffee.
Do a song.
Well, it's tongue. He doesn't drink coffee.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's just sugar water.
That is so fucking sweet.
There's too much. Do you guys say caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Caramel.
Caramel. I think caramel rolls off better.
Bro, it's caramel. Does.
Caramel?
Bro, there's
that's just extra. That's like bougie. You know, that's bougie.
Trying to sound extra.
Bro, I'm a bougie ass bitch. There's two A's in it. What happened to the other caramel or caramel? Caramel.
There's one A in caramel.
Caramel.
Oh, if you spell it out. Yeah. No. I was thinking like that's how you actually spell it. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh. No, I prefer caramel. And then Illinois or Illinois?
Illinois. It was Illinois, but
Illinois. I don't know. I like
Illinois.
The S. Yeah, it makes sense.
No. It's
Chicago,
Illinois.
Yeah. See that? And it's not even like a hard S. You just whisper, Illinois. See that? You know you hear it. You like it. Yes.
There you go.
Yo.
Makes sense.
Can you hand me that? No.
Some of this? Here you go.
No. Let me get some of that.
Anyone got any other topics? This is a fun episode
so far,
man. We're having a good time.
I could tell you guys a little story of when I went over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's hear. Yeah, we'll go back to Matt's Texas adventures.
Okay,
Texas
so I told you a little bit about it, but I'll like go farther back. So me and a couple friends, we wanted to go up north.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, yeah, let's do it. So we get a house, whatever, and we're getting ready to go. The night before, I ate like shit. Like, I ate so much, and it was so unhealthy. I woke up and had the runs. Like, it...
Whose like, socks did you use?
Sounds like me this morning.
Don't you dare bring that up. Don't you dare.
Hey, you can bring that up.
Don't you dare
we'll
bring
have
that
you,
up.
We'll have you bring that shit up. Bro.
I'll bring it up. Let me finish this and I'll bring it up.
Go.
But I could bring up some stuff on you.
Hey, we
you
can
already did. You almost got this man incriminated.
I got a lot more.
You almost got my ass locked up.
Okay. So this is just me kind of fanboying over like the Bold Notions and stuff like that. So anyways, so we have, I think it was like 12 people or something like that. So we took 3 cars. My car was one of them. And an hour into this trip, I had to shit. Like, I had to go caca very bad. And I am not stopping at a rest stop. And I had like 3.5 more hours to get there. And there was no way I was making it. So I'm like, I need to think of something and go back home and poop. I had to, bro. It was too much.
That's how you get out everything.
So I have the shit. I had like 5 people in my car. Oh my God. I had 5 people in my car and I texted one of my friends. I'm like, I have to poop and I'm going home. And he was like, okay. I was like, but we have to figure something out. Whatever. We ended up saying like, I felt sick. Something's happening at home, whatever. Pooped, did my thing, went up north. And I wasn't really feeling music. So for that 4.5 hours, I think I listened to like 3 or 4-ish episodes. And wow, like I like what you guys are doing. It's cool stuff. And it really did make like the trip fly by. And I know you guys, so like I could like sit there and actually like imagine being there. You know what I mean?
I appreciate the hell out of
it.
It
was really cool. It's cool stuff. And it's honestly, it feels good being here too with you guys.
Hell yeah, man. We haven't talked to you. Well, I haven't talked to you in so fucking long.
Yeah, it's been a hot
I'm happy that you're here, dog.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Thank
and
you,
bring it up and try to incriminate my brother.
Me and him, we're going to go at it.
Several times, bro.
We're going to go at it.
It's out of control.
Let me get, like, I don't try to get too serious on the episode. You know why I started this shit, right? There was two reasons. Remember, it was like 2014 or some shit. Uh-huh. 2014, 2015. We walked from my house all the way to Dead Man's Hill.
Oh, man.
You remember that?
We went to the gym, didn't we?
Yeah. No. This was like a week or so after what? That.
Okay.
Bro.
Did you fart?
No, Matt did. I got a... So
I saw him lean over a little bit, but I thought it was two that did it.
So the chain is falling in my way, too. What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, it don't come out. It seeps out.
No, it came out.
Let's get serious. Let's get serious.
So we were
Am
like,
I too close?
Yeah. So we were talking. Like, we had two dreams. You remember what our dreams were?
Maybe.
I still remember.
I remember something about a tree.
Just because I'm sentimental as fuck, I'm a little bitch, right?
I'm a little bitch.
So you were like, I want to end world hunger one day. I want to be really rich to the point where I can end world hunger one day.
Yeah.
And mine was to abolish the term third world nation.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I. That's always going to be my dream. Yeah. It might be naive and all that shit, sure, but I'm going to get rich enough. I might even turn, you know, after I do that, I'm going to become Iron Man. Mm-hmm. So everybody just share this podcast.
Become
help
Phoenix
me get
Jones Jr.
Help me with my dream, all right?
Yeah. And it's good. I don't remember the exact quote, and I think it was Jeff Bezos that said it, but it's like everyone has a dream. Everyone has a business
real quick,
idea.
Fuck Jeff Bezos. How's this man, the richest man in the world, and not...
Is he the second now? I'm pretty sure Elon passed him.
He passed Elon Musk.
Oh, are they just going back and forth?
How is... Phoenix Jones out here kicking ass with only $10,000. When this man got billions, bro. Yeah, he can be Batman.
He could literally be Batman.
Yeah.
And then some.
Yeah, but so fuck Jeff Bezos, that bum ass.
Oh my God.
I think Elon Musk would be a better Batman.
Oh hell no, Iron
he
Man.
Comes
he
up with
he for
shit.
Sure would be Iron Man.
He could be an Iron Man.
He's like
even a Batman.
Our Tony
I could see him
Stark.
As a Batman. For 100%. I agree.
This guy's building tunnels and shit.
He's doing it. Have you ever heard of like Neuralink?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, that is so wild. And if that happens, I'm first in line. I don't give a fuck. I want to be able to project shit through my brain. Whatever, man. It's happening. It's cool. Cool stuff. Right,
so I actually saw Falcon 9 when I was in Houston.
Oh, no way.
Oh, shit.
I think you put it on your story.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, talk about your
trip. I was fangirling over that. Man. That was so dope.
Yeah,
the
NASA thing was pretty dope.
Yeah.
They had the, it was the first. What do you do?
This is a NASA shirt. You know, I was going to wear a NASA shirt, too.
I just took off my NASA hoodie.
This is not
the official
one. I
had to go grab my NASA sweater.
My official one is at home.
It's actually, like, on a hype train.
Isn't that weird
that that's a clothing thing now?
Hey, bro, going back to the spreading out, they got NASA and they got their clothes line. Bro, they got
cool to
like, they had a NASA lot of clothes at NASA. Yeah, like, they had jean jackets, tracksuits, all sorts of shit. I was like, what the fuck?
And your ass didn't bring me back nothing.
I got myself a t-shirt.
Fuck you. All right. How was your trip?
It was good. Houston's like a worse Detroit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They need their song
Honestly,
Phoenix
like,
Jones.
Like, we pulled up. So first of all, we get to the Houston airport, whatever. Uh-huh. It's George Bush's International Airport. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called.
Bushy Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Inside job.
To the rental car center. Oh, right? So I get my... get my paperwork. I walk out. They're like, all right, your car is a Toyota Tacoma or whatever truck. I'm like, all right, cool. I walk to the truck. There's somebody else in it. And they just take it off. I'm
oh,
like,
oh, no.
I'm like, what? So then I go back
That's
inside.
Fucked up.
So I go back inside. Like,
they hit the lick in Houston.
So,
Hey, yo, I don't know if I just got robbed or if we got miscommunication, but my car ain't there.
Imagine that. Why?
Well, no, they rented out the same car, like, at the same time. Okay. So that's what was happening. So I go back inside.
Got a better car, man.
So I go back inside, right? They're like, all right, you're getting a Jeep Compass. So I'm like, okay, so I get in the Jeep Compass, right? As soon as I turn it on, the little tablet thing is just pushing its own buttons.
The
it's
screen?
Like freaking me out.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah.
So, like, it kept changing, like, radio channels, the what do you call that? The fan. Mm-hmm. It kept going up and down, up and down. I'm like, this
really?
Car's fucked up.
Yeah, no,
I get out of that car. She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I can't control the things. It touches and shit.
So then
I get a Toyota RAV4, right? So I walk outside. There's someone in the fucking Toyota RAV4.
And they drive off?
They drive off.
Fuck that. Bro, you just got an Uber, man. Uber everywhere.
I'm walking back and forth, Finally, she's like, I'm giving you a Jeep Wrangler Sport. I'm like,
there you go.
Cool.
Yes.
So I get that. I run. I'm like, I'll be a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Someone beats me
for
that.
Real, yeah.
I just hop in. I'll fucking take off with the
That's
Jeep.
That's cool.
So anyway,
worked out
we're like pulling up into like downtown Houston. There's like tents everywhere, just homeless people, like
no,
crag
man, camping,
heads.
Bro.
Whatever, bro.
The weather
there
were
tents
perfect.
In the city is very off.
They were like crag
whatever
heads.
It is,
forces, bro.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's
Camp
off.
There were crag heads talking into the sky and shit. I'm like, what is? Where are we right now?
Oh,
this
geez.
Is not Houston.
That's not fun.
So the hotel was really nice and stuff.
Yeah.
We went to the Galleria. It's like the mall's way too fucking big.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you went to this mall, you'd get lost. Like they have a touch
wow.
screen that directs you, gives you directions. Where
oh, that's
you need
cool.
to go.
Oh, that's badass.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it was cool. a really nice mall. But it was like way too big. Like every store you could ever think of was in there. So yeah. Austin was fucking lit. I love Austin.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Did you fucking? I should
have
told
like
you.
300,000 miles apart.
What?
The
no, it's like no, no. 4-hour drive.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I should have told you to like stop by Joe Rogan's fucking podcast studio and get on that bitch.
Is he in
so,
Texas? I thought he was in Nevada.
No, no,
hold
he's
on.
In Texas.
I did
wow.
some research.
Yeah.
His podcast studio is actually in his house. It's on his property.
Okay, okay.
So that'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah, no, that is
hey,
pretty
fuck
weird.
Fuck
you. I don't want to pull up
shit.
To his house.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll get shot.
Run that shit, bro.
Do what hey,
tell him we got a podcast. We need that Joe Rogan. We need that Joe Rogan effect, all right?
Yeah,
where
no
you,
shit.
You get out there and our shit blows up.
I thought the podcast studio was in Austin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, I actually looked it up. He had it built at his big property.
His house. Okay, okay, okay. That's badass.
I went to Bandera, cool. rode horses in the mountains. That was
yeah, that's
fucking,
dope.
That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Austin, favorite city
really?
By far.
Okay, so when we go to Texas, visit Austin
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, very nice.
Where does your dad
rooftop
live?
Pools?
Houston.
Mm. In one of those tents.
In one of
wait,
those
wait, mm. you know where dad is?
Yeah. He went to worse Detroit.
Right. Worse than yeah. like I thought like. Downtown Detroit, like I felt safer in downtown Detroit.
Really?
I swear to God, when if you ever go there, you're like, we didn't even get out of the car. We're like, we're just gonna fucking keep driving.
I had a sketch.
I mean, the tents are what really got me.
There's tents. They just got them popped up.
Hey man, if those crackheads come out of those tents, dog, ain't nothing
bro,
phasing them.
Bro, I got a story about downtown Detroit. It was for my sister's 21st birthday. I don't. Mm-hmm. Were you there with us when we went downtown for the dinner?
Know.
I know Steven was there, right? Steven, his fiance, my sister and her ex and all of our friends. So we go down there.
Rest
and
in peace.
After we yeah, rest in peace. But after we go down there, after we eat and everything, we go outside and this random fucking crackhead just comes up to us. Hey, you guys want to hear me rap, right? You know, and everyone else is trying to fucking dip. Like, no, we shouldn't listen to this guy. We shouldn't hang out too close to him. And my
catch you in his trap.
My ass is like, I was like, yo, this is gonna be a good story. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. I was like, before I hear it, let me at least pay you. And I give him $5. He's like, oh, thanks, I appreciate it.
You already fucked up by that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This guy.
You already fucked up.
This guy rapped three different songs. Horribly.
Wow.
Right. And I was just entertaining. I was like, bro, you're so fucking good. He's like, hey, you want to record another one for me? I want to send it to my sister.
Oh,
and I was like, all right.
Oh,
hey.
You were using your phone to record?
No. So I wasn't recording yet. And he was like, yeah, you want to record? And I was like, sure. He's like, I want to send it
down the fucking hill.
He's like, I want to send it to my sister. I was like, all right, let me give me your phone and I'll record. Oh, I don't have a phone. You want to use yours?
Damn.
I was like, say no more. Let me get the. I wish I still had that phone because I record this motherfucker rapping horribly. Like he wasn't rhyming words that he was trying to rhyme words that weren't going together.
And he was like a homeless man.
He was. I have no idea.
Rapping
bro.
On the streets.
He was rapping
hey, come
on
up
the street,
bro.
And so I record and he's like, yo, just text this to my sister. I never text his sister.
You're such an asshole. Texted
his sister. I gave him $5, bro. Fuck him.
Would have been, hey, imagine him blowing up. You sent it to his sister. She sent it to somebody else and boom.
Doug, he wasn't blowing up.
There's a lot of rappers that are trash now.
I'm telling you, the Ice JJ fish.
If you get the right auto tune, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Ice JJ was.
Yeah, that motherfucker was. That was a fun experience.
He was the GOAT, man.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Yeah, is he?
He's. I think he's on TikTok, bro, still making music.
Really?
But he's not like super high pitched and. You know what I mean? Hey, good for him because he was. He had confidence.
Yeah.
He believed in himself.
Motherfucker looked like Oscar from Shark Tank.
He did. 100%. He really did. He did.
Why you gotta hurt him feelings like that?
I don't even think he gives a fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. He probably heard
he
it
was
before.
Doing that. He liked the clout, man. People
and
were talking,
people, yeah, people were.
He had to have known he sounds like shit.
I honestly would watch like his videos and stuff like that. I think that he thought he was amazing. Like, from
I
what
really
I,
hope not. I really hope
hey,
it was
the
a
confidence
troll.
Gets you places. He still hasn't made it, but it gets you places. It's been like 17 years, I think. It's gonna happen one day. It's gonna hit. All right,
so that's basically what we're gonna have to branch out to now, Matt. We're gonna have to bring back Fat Boy.
Oh no!
Oh my god!
We might have to get
please don't.
We might have to get B Rivalist. We have to branch out, man. We got to make our money.
Rivalist, Rivalist,
B Rivalist. Isn't that what he called himself?
Hey, look, I was their number one fan. I was.
They dropped
their
number
one.
They dropped three songs. It was mixed horribly.
I'm like, what am I doing? I'm an immigrant from Poland. What do I know about anything?
Bro, Matt was really into Eminem at the time. That's why I felt like, well, both of you guys.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah, that's. I think that's how you guys clicked.
Yeah,
that's funny as fuck, man.
At least you said you tried.
Yeah,
tell your kids in the future that hey, I tried, and it might not be a move. That just might not happen. And then show him Ice JJ fish.
Hey, sometimes you work hard, and if it doesn't pay off, you 17
tried. Years it. Later, that video has 15 million views.
Yes. Imagine.
Oh, my wow. God.
Is this still on
Gross.
YouTube?
I don't. I hope not.
Ice JJ fish play. Or
he's going to search
or
it.
Your videos? Link,
bro. I, it's not under my account.
No, you know, Brandon took them all off.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Good.
Doug, I wish I could remember some of the lyrics. They're
it was
funny
a face.
As fuck.
Hey, I'm not going to lie to you. I tried to be their singer. I swear. Do you remember that? Okay, I don't know if you remember the girl. I'm not. Should I say no names?
No names.
Yeah,
no
you
names.
Don't have to name.
I mean, you
the
can
girl
say name,
with
just beep it
no
off.
Hair yeah. And would wear wigs.
Who is this bitch?
Can I mouth it off?
No, just say it now. I'll bleep it.
Okay, Sarah.
I'm not gonna bleep it.
Oh! Oh! No, not her, not her,
oh,
not her.
Not
and that
fuck?
Girl was the sweetest girl
bro,
ever.
She was
yeah,
so
she
kind.
Was nice.
She
damn
was,
nice.
She was so nice. Yeah. Not her. Anyways, it was a whatever.
Was it
oh, I know what you're talking
bananas?
About.
With
I know
the wig.
I know
his cousin's friend.
No,
yes.
Not,
yes. The one with the wig. I don't think you know her.
Yeah.
No, no, I don't think you know her.
She hung around you guys and Brandon and
her. Yeah, the little clique that we had.
We hung around with a lot of sketchy people.
Yeah.
Do you remember Tough?
I was just about to
rest in peace.
Yeah.
Wait, Tough dead?
No, no, no. No, no.
He deserves to be dead.
He lives in Howell or Brighton?
No, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah.
Damn, I take that back. Dude, I was joking.
Hey, what happened?
Overdose.
Wow. Yeah.
Damn. Don't do drugs, guys.
As I said, rest in peace.
Don't do
damn,
drugs.
Man.
Dude.
Like,
but what was he doing? He's 30 years old hanging out with 16
oh,
years old.
He flashing his guns at
everybody. I remember him.
He was really
out.
Nice, though.
No, he was cool.
He flashed his gun at me, dude.
Well, you are
what
pretty.
What are you, a bitch?
No, no. Listen,
hey, dude,
let me say
hey,
something.
Why don't we shot him?
Can I say something? You are very intimidating. Okay?
Yeah,
and to like a guy like Tough, who's like, he was like 5'1".
Yeah.
I don't even want to make fun of him because if he's actually dead, like rest in peace, but he was cool.
Yeah.
He's like 5'1", bald, with and bro, okay, he used to wear the super long
skin.
Jerseys with those long ass cargo pants. You know
and
what I mean?
And then here
like,
comes two, a 6'2" fucking
Blasian man.
Blasian
man. Like
curly hair, like the fucking uncut bush down there.
Yeah, and two, you were scarier back then, bro. You were darker back then. you like carameled out, but like you were darker back then, man. You were scary.
Bro, if the scared. Cops seen you back then, they would blast you for sure.
I'm no longer hood.
Blast Jeez, first,
South Pole
escort
jeans and everything.
Yeah, no, the South Pole jeans, yes.
The jean capris.
Hey, you ready? The Echo the Echo shirts, bro. The Echo Rhino Unlimited right there.
Some of those,
yes, sir.
I use them for work
Yes, and the Fila shoes on, man. He used to, man. He was scary. Bro,
you can take the kid out of Detroit, but you can't take the Detroit out the kid, right?
Yeah, Flo King. Yeah.
Anyway, what were you gonna say about what's her name? About her singing?
No, no. Yeah. Okay, so I wanted to be their singer. Oh, okay. Okay. So I'm like, man, I got a voice, whatever, you know. I'm like, I could do it. So I started recording. It was something about a demon. I was singing about a demon, and I don't remember. Yeah. It wasn't rhyming. There was no music over it, and I'm just singing, you know. You know.
Just
and
the
so
vocals.
This girl is sitting in there with us, and I think Brandon was just being nice. Like he, I don't know, because when I was listening to him, I'm like, man, I sound good. And Brandon was like, yeah, yeah, you do. This girl out of nowhere, she was like, it sounds like fucking shit. It really hit me in the face, and I realized, I'm like, fuck, I am not good like, at this at all.
Hey, bro. See,
and I stopped.
See, you need people like that in your life,
yeah, no,
right?
No. It smacked me in the face, and I realized I will never become a singer.
That's fucking funny, dude.
And he made fun of her baldness.
Yeah, no, her baldness was weird. Yeah, no, her baldness was weird.
I mean, you can't sing. You know what, you bald, foreheaded bitch?
For real, man.
Why don't you take that fucking wig off, all right?
For real. Hey, when she, you know, okay, so, like, when we met her, she was already bald.
Yeah.
I think she, like, donated her hair or something. Like, good for her.
Okay. So it wasn't like a condition. I was starting to feel bad for calling her a bald bitch.
I'm telling you right now that we knew her for like a good month and a half, and she would like there every day, and we were there every day.
Okay.
And I go downstairs to the basement one day, and I just see this bald Sarah.
We didn't know she was bald.
We didn't know. Yeah, it caught me off guard. And I like,
gave her the two-piece. Who the fuck are you?
Jaw right to the floor. I'm like, oh my god. She was kind of attractive too. You know what I mean? She was pretty.
The fuck was
I remember
that?
Her being pretty.
Yeah.
Hey. Hello. I think that's my grandpa out there
doing his thing.
Yeah, yeah. Viet Cong, bro.
He's
the pimp,
man. He's digging tunnels.
He's the OG. He's a pimp, man.
Yeah, but Ami goes down into Brandon's basement. Hey, yo, Brandon, there's a bald motherfucker down
here. Yeah, it caught me off guard, man, because I don't. She was pretty to me, so I don't. When that happened, it was just that's it. You know what I mean?
That's it.
Yeah, that was the one.
As fuck.
Mm-hmm. That was the one.
I'm gonna go back on a quick tangent, real quick. This will be the last tangent we'll just end the episode.
Well, hold on. I want to talk about Homeless John.
Okay, we'll talk about him in a sec. So
you guys have to have me back for our next one because I think we could do this for a while.
You know what? Fuck my thing. The whole topic passed.
No, let's hear it.
It was about the whole bad baby becoming 18, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it reminded me.
Tom's stuck on that. It's kind of weird.
No,
huh?
No.
That's pretty weird. I don't know.
He's subscribed.
Making fun of Steven.
Pull up the history.
No. It reminded me. There was this one guy that you and Two used to hang out with, right? And you stop hanging out with them for this one reason, because right, I'm not gonna say his name.
How do you
name.
Even know? He I'm hasn't gonna, even said anything.
I'm not.
All right, hey, just yeah, bleep it out. Bleep it out. So,
right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So,
oh,
Jesus. Two and Twan and Ahmed, they used to fuck with this guy heavy and
son
all that.
Of a bitch.
And then I got another story from, but I'll save that for another pod. But Two was like, or I asked Two, I was like, why you guys ever stop hanging out? He's like, oh, this guy is fucking, he's saying he was babysitting this 14-year-old. Dude was 21, right? But we all knew he was like trying to fuck her and all that shit. Shit was weird, so we just stopped hanging out with him.
Yeah, he was even older than 21.
Yeah.
Should we even talk about this?
I'm bleeping his name out.
I'm pretty sure they're going to put two and two together.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
Oh, shit.
As long as I don't mention his name, we're good.
Okay, can't get sued for it, right?
As long as I... Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I gotta bleep so many fucking names, bro. So, I heard that story and I was like, yeah, he's a fucking scumbag. Fuck him. So me, Matt, and Steven, we're at 12 Oaks one day, right? And we're walking. We're just hanging out.
Oh, you were there too?
No, this is a different time. We're at 12 Oaks and we're walking and I see this lengthy motherfucker and I was like, that kid looks familiar. Oh shit, it's that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And comes along right next to him.
Holding hands.
This little short bitch. Little short 14-year-old bitch, right?
Wow.
And, he comes up to us, and I was like, dog, I really don't want to shoot the shit with this guy right now. Fuck. But I'm polite as fuck.
He walked up on you guys?
Yeah, you started talking.
Wow.
Fucking 17-year-old.
Like, I'm babysitting? Yeah.
He said he was babysitting?
No.
Shit, if I was a girl, I'd be pissed.
Hey, bro.
Call him out right then.
Bro, he came up. You guys still 17, right? No. So he comes up, and he starts shooting the shit with us. And then after a while, it was a little uncomfortable. After a while, him and his girl leave. And Matt goes, he looks at me, he's like, is he babysitting that kid?
I've never seen her. I don't even know what she looks like.
Dog, dude, it was weird.
Yeah.
But they were holding hands. I was confused.
Yeah, dude. Oh,
and then
no.
they explained the whole, well, he did the whole thing to me. I was like, that's fucking weird.
Because yeah, I remember when, weird, when he told me, like, we had like a fucking talk, bro. We were talking for like 8 hours. Never talking to her again, you know, not doing this, not doing that. And then I'm trying to call, me and you and your brother, we were trying to do something with him.
Yeah, yeah, but he was. He,
and then he texted me, and he was like, "Oh, what? This person is
mentioned their name."
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You two and Twan were doing something. I texted you.
Yeah, he was coming. He ended up texting me and telling me, "Yo, he's like with this whoever, blah blah blah," and we ended up getting him.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name? Catches the molesters and the predators.
Chris Hansen.
I love Chris Hansen.
Bro,
take a seat.
Yeah.
Bro, when we were at that one shop when he walked up to us, we should have had him take a seat, bro.
For real, man.
Shit was fucked up. But it was still funny.
It's none of my business.
When two told me that he said that he was babysitting, the Matt said that, like, was he babysitting that bitch?
That's so funny.
That's fucking hilarious. And Matt didn't have no idea about the whole situation.
I didn't know. I'm like, who's this like little girl?
It's so scary.
Bro, it was weird because we were all talking and she was just like
I thought maybe it was
a
sister
him.
Or something. Yeah. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, he's like, it was weird because she wouldn't come in to talk. She was like standing 5 feet like behind him.
She knew. And,
yeah, she knows
she
shit.
Was his accomplice.
Yeah.
She knew.
I shot her a look. I was like, hey, yo, you need help? Just say.
Blow the whistle.
Twice.
Blow the whistle. You remember my rape whistle?
Yeah.
That you guys
work.
Remember that?
Yeah. That didn't work
it
at worked. All.
It was loud as fuck.
It worked.
It was funny.
I mean,
I lost it in the river.
I mean, but no one came
to your rescue.
You remember
that, Tom?
No.
That whistle?
No.
Bro, it was like a little orange whistle.
Yeah.
And it's not like a rape whistle.
Shut the fuck up.
But it was like a, oh my God.
It was a safety whistle.
It was a safety
whistle. It was on his wrist.
If you
I don't remember.
Lost, if you get lost, like in the woods, it's loud as shit. Yeah, like if we were in a car and I blew it, like you guys would be like deaf
that's
for a good 35
wild.
Seconds.
Should I do the whistle?
No,
not on the mic, you son of a bitch.
Because that's going to kill us too.
All right. So speaking of woods, you were talking about homeless John.
I miss that
you
guy.
Know, we should apologize.
I don't know right. anything about Homeless John.
This episode is dedicated to Homeless John. We are sorry.
Yeah, shout out Homeless John.
Is he alive still?
No,
he
he's still alive. Okay, he's living in Livonia somewhere now.
Oh, does he have a house?
Is he not Homeless John?
Okay,
anymore?
So,
no,
you know,
no, he's
ex-Homeless
no
John?
I, you know, every
he used
single,
to buy us cigarettes.
Every single person...
Yeah.
Homeless John?
Yeah.
You know Homeless John?
No.
This is
Homeless John?
You're thinking of Greg.
Greg!
Oh, Greg.
That's who I'm thinking
he's
of.
He's the military man Greg who lost 20,000 in Heinz.
He also
he told everybody he lost $20,000 in Heinz.
No.
I have never seen that many people in Heinz for 2 weeks.
Dude,
in
real
the woods.
Quick, real quick, how many homeless motherfuckers do you guys
know? We know a lot, man. And we actually
buy us cigarettes.
You know how like everyone usually thinks like they're semi- like good people.
Yeah.
Thinking back on it, me and two, we are pieces of shit.
Oh yeah,
we took this kid's bridge card and bought food for ourselves.
You guys are real scumbags.
Hey, like emptied his account.
Hey, listen. They used to call him Shady Bear.
Shady Bear. Oh yeah, Bear. No. We're fucked
that
up. I think yeah,
scumbag.
No, it's coming
but
back.
Dude, you guys aren't allowed on the podcast no more. You're giving me a bad look.
He loved. Oh, remember those pickled?
Yeah, I was.
What was he eating?
Pickled
bologna.
And they were like sausage links, dude.
Hold on, but it's not like. In a like a casing, it was in a jar filled with liquid.
It was a gallon jar.
It doesn't sound that good.
Listen, this is
it's pickled meat.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's pickled bologna.
Yeah.
Pickled bologna. Yeah, but it was like a hot dog. All right. So here's a little insider.
He was giving it to everybody.
John
was like he had brown ass fingers from like because he doesn't. He would dig in there and start handing it. He was so nice, bro. Like,
he pulled his fingers out and it looked like the bologna.
Yeah, bro.
So Homeless John did not have a house or anything.
Yeah.
He was living down at the river.
Okay.
We used to feed him the nastiest fish you can pull out of this river.
What's wrong
the
with lampreys.
You guys are real pieces.
So listen. So he doesn't have a way to shower or none of that shit. All right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So one day, me and Ahmed, like our shit was stuck. In the water. And we're like, fuck, do we?
Oh, man.
You know, this shit is expensive.
Who is someone else? Was
wait,
with
real,
Jake.
Quick, Jake. Yeah. Real quick, this sounds like food poisoning. This was all alleged.
Oh,
no,
my
no,
God.
No, no. So,
hey, this is all alleged, bitch. You want to get sued? Fuck.
So, Homeless John.
You're admitting to a lot of shit right now, bro.
Hey, it was me,
wait, hold on. Whatever he says is not affiliated with the Bold Notions or
it's affiliated
me.
With me and two, though. So, if anything comes
go
up,
on,
here
go
you
on.
Go.
So,
yeah,
Homeless
go.
John, dude, he stinks. So bad.
Well, he's homeless.
What was he going to smell like? Hey,
listen.
No,
we tried to get him into prison.
He had a funk to him, man.
We tried to get him into prison so that he had food.
He tried to get him into prison?
No, we were trying to send him to that.
What are you saying?
The homeless home or whatever.
The homeless shelter.
Yeah, the homeless shelter.
Hey, pay it forward.
He wanted, he wanted to go to jail, and we were like, we could take you to the homeless shelter. He's like, nah, fuck that. Because someone, where was it? In Garden City or something?
No, it was right down the fucking road by the
dog shelter. He didn't want to freaking do it. You know what I mean? Like, he just didn't want to do it.
So that's fucking hilarious.
So he was foul, and we're like, yo, dude, our shit stuck out in the middle of the fucking river. We can't get it. He was like, I don't know what to do. You should just swim out there, grab it.
This bar of soap with you.
This is raging water, and it was like at least like 150 feet, like in the, like you gotta go through that.
Yeah, it was far.
You gotta trudge.
Was this at Flat Rock?
Flat Rock.
Okay.
In the back water.
Yeah, in the back where the big bridge is?
Yeah.
You guys hear?
So it's like, you know, a dam and the water's coming down and shit. If he would've get sucked under, he was gonna be stuck under.
That's
fucking wild, dude.
His ass swam out there, grabbed our shit, and then we're like, yo, scary go things in there, man. There's more shit back there.
Yeah, we made him go in there and grab
You guys toss
shit.
Him a loofah, some body wash.
Hey,
we were telling him dick his head under there.
Yeah,
because it was like hip level, but we were like, no, dick, go under. Go under.
He stunk. You know?
Take the shampoo and conditioner, too.
we're not good people.
Hey, no, dude.
Thinking back to this, this is so messed up.
It was cold as fuck out that day.
Yeah, it was.
And everyone was sitting inside this warm ass truck, and he walked on by.
Oh, no towel, nothing.
Looks in the window, and we said, yo, what's going on? Sorry, there's no room in here.
Yeah, we were mean.
But he did offer us pickled bologna.
This motherfucker. Card, we got some snacks from that, too.
We got some good-ass snacks, too. Mm-hmm. He didn't get shit, but we did.
Remember that lamprey we fed him?
Yeah.
Do you guys know what a lamprey is?
No.
Looks like a demigorgon. Have you ever seen Stranger Things?
Yeah. Isn't it that weird fish with, like, the circle mouth and all the teeth? Yes. That's fucking...
You know how...
That's a bottom feeder, bro.
Where did you get that? We caught it.
Oh.
It looks like an alien. You've seen Stranger Things.
Yeah.
The demigorgon, you know how he opens his mouth and he has, like, all those teeth?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. Without the flower
part. Yeah, it's just a little, like, a weird
eel looking
thing.
We cooked it up for him, and it's all leather, bro. That thing is awesome. There's no scales on this thing whatsoever. Yeah. And he, eating it, but it was like chewing on rubber.
That's fucking
like
wild.
Chew on
Did
this
he
water.
Eat it?
Oh, he ate it.
Hey, he ate it.
What is he? What else is gonna
Shad.
Eat?
Shad.
He used all his food stamps.
Yeah. What? We did.
Hey, but going back to the pickle bologna, that shit fucked me up. Right. Just the way he dug his hand, dude. His grease. He's been picking up dirt and twigs and leaves and shit to make his bed. All right.
Yeah.
And then he's gonna reach his hand in and offer me a pickle bologna. I opted to slap the shit out of him.
But it was in good nature, you know.
You thought the same thing. He was like, I would
at
slap
the, time
the shit
I did,
out of him.
But thinking back onto it now.
Yeah, we're pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Well, at least God you guys know.
Homeless John, I just want to say I'm sorry, dude.
At least you guys know.
Homeless Greg, I don't know where you're at, but shout out to Greg.
Okay, so Greg
he's still
is
down
like,
in Hines,
no.
Dude.
Hold on.
He's riding his bicycle.
We're over it now. Ahmed, where can they find you, dude?
I don't know any of my socials. Hold on. It's
Matt, where can they find you?
Matt Whistler. Matt_Whistler.
I'm right here. Here I am.
Instagram.
On Instagram, too?
I really don't post on social media, so.
Yeah, I don't have, I have zero pictures. Yeah, I deleted all of mine. Yeah. Okay, but anyways, you can follow me if you want. It's El Habib, A-L-H-A. Everyone else has it so easy. A-L-H-A-B-I-B, and then 5051.
All right.
It'll follow.
Follow me on Instagram, your boy, Y-A-B-O-I, tongue. That was weird.
Yeah, that was
weird. Yeah, that was awkward, by the way.
I mean, as long as I mean, are you going to have it like in the description?
Oh, yeah, I'll have all of our socials.
That's all that matters.
Just to have it.
Yeah,
but yeah, everyone, if you enjoyed the episode, please, you know, rate us
give
on
us a follow.
Yeah, rate it, give us a follow, rate us on YouTube, subscribe, everything, rate us on Apple Podcasts.
I like it. It's working.
And man, just share the hell
feed
up.
Feed you
it.
Pickled bologna.
You buy John. Yeah. Buy John, and you don't want that. Yeah. I promise you.
We'll find homeless John, and we'll force feed you his pickled bologna.
This dude grabbed fish and stuck his hand in the pickled bologna jar.
Yeah, no, yeah.
All right, everyone. Peace.
Bye-bye.